Chapter 10. We were ready to leave. We left all our food and supplies behind. We took away our guns and took bullets. Professor Challenger had some packages. "We must take these with us," he said. We waited until it was dark. Then we entered the caves. We got to the bottom of the cliff. We left all the packages by the cliff. We went to Zambo's camp. There were lots of fires. Zambo brought some men to help us. They had lots of ropes. We used the ropes to bring the packages to the camp. I was happy to be out of Maple White Land. We changed all the names in our notes. We didn't want anyone else to go to the Lost World. When we got back to London, we went to the Zoological Society. Professor Summerlee spoke. He told them about our adventure. People clapped. A man stood up. His name was Dr. Illingworth. He was an enemy of Professor Summerlee. "Professor Summerlee is trying to be famous. I don't believe him," Dr. Illingworth said. "I have a dinosaur skull," said Lord Roxton. "Is it really a dinosaur skull?" asked Dr. Illingworth. "Are you calling me a liar?" Lord Roxton asked. Men in the crowd started fighting. Dr. Illingworth sat down. Professor Challenger stood up. The men stopped fighting. "I know about pterodactyls. I have proof," he said.
"I want to see the proof," said Dr. Illingworth.
Zambo and I brought in one of the packages. Professor Challenger opened it. A baby pterodactyl came out. People screamed. It flew around the room. It flew out of the window. Everyone cheered. They carried us out into the street. The newspapers wrote about the dinosaurs. Professor Challenger was happy. I went to see Gladys. I ran into her room.
"Gladys, I'm here," I said. "Oh, Edward, please say hello to my husband, William," she said.
I was angry.
"What do you do?"
I asked him.
"I'm a clerk," he said.
"Goodbye," I said. I went to see Lord Roxton. Professor Summerlee and Professor Challenger were there. We had dinner together. Lord Roxton took out a wooden box. I went back to the rock pools in the cage. There were diamonds in them. "I brought them back with me," he said. He poured the diamonds out of the box. He gave some to each of us. Professor Challenger and Professor Summerlee went home.
"What will you do next?" I asked.
"I'll go back to the Lost World, and you'll get married to Gladys," Lord Roxton said.
"Gladys is already married. Can I come with you?" I asked. The end.